This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two major health systems will require employees, providers, volunteers, and partners to be vaccinated for COVID-19 later this fall. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
UC Health and Denver Health both say a vaccine mandate will increase safety for all patients, visitors, and care team members, helping protect them from COVID-19. For UC Health employees, the deadline to get vaccinated is October 1st. For those at Denver Health, it's November 1st. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver Police announced a new unit that will partner officers with federal agents. Here's Denverites Esteban Hernandez.
One officer and an agent from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives will help determine whether certain cases merit federal charges. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says the program will target felons who use or are found to be in possession of guns.
We want to make sure that these violent felons, these folks that are prohibited from possessing firearms, that are creating the most harm in our community, that they're held accountable.
Pazin says gun seizures by the department are up. He says police have collected more than 1,000 guns so far this year, a 26% jump from the three-year average between 2018 and 2020. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Colorado sports betting dropped in June, but the state's tax revenue from those wagers nearly doubled compared to the month before. Sports bettors spent almost $230 million last month, and the state's cut was more than $1 million. Colorado taxes profits made by casinos and sportsbooks. Most bets in June were made online, with basketball drawing the most money wagered for the sixth month in a row. It's hot again today across Colorado. This is CPR News.